This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Shortly before a fatal school bus crash in Chattanooga, students were complaining about the driver, according to records the Hamilton County Department of Education released to local media. 24-year-old Jonathan Walker was driving a bus that veered off Tally Road, hitting a telephone pole, then a tree. The impact killed 5 Woodmore Elementary students. A 6th died later in a hospital. Walker is charged with multiple counts of vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment. In response to an open records request, the school district has released a collection of emails, handwritten notes, and other documents that show multiple complaints about Walker before the wreck. 2 students wrote notes to school officials. Less than a week prior to the crash, one student reported the driver went too fast and the bus felt like it was going to flip over. A parent expressed concerns as well. Jasmine Mateen wrote an angry letter to the school in September.
He was speeding and slammed on brakes and made all the kids hit the head.
That's Mateen speaking with CBS News. 3 of her daughters were on the bus when it crumpled around a tree. 1 didn't survive. The records released by the school district also detail concerns from Brenda Adamson Cothran. She's the Woodmore Elementary principal. On the 11th of November, the principal emailed the school district's transportation supervisor, saying she'd recently seen the driver going way too fast, in her opinion, when pulling out of the school. The driver worked for Durham School Services, a private contractor. David A. Duke is the CEO, and he posted a statement on YouTube.
Nothing that I can say can take away the pain and the grief for these families. What I can say is that I'm deeply sorry for the children that were taken from their families with so much life before them. I can say that I'm filled with pain for this tragedy that has come upon so many families in this community. My responsibility now is to look for answers.
The emails released by the district show a Durham manager was in the loop when school officials were documenting complaints about the driver. Less than a week before the crash, the district's transportation supervisor emailed 2 Durham supervisors asking them to pull video from a recent bus trip. School officials were trying to verify complaints that the driver had been swerving and purposefully trying to make students fall. The emails don't show whether Durham pulled that video, nor do they show what, if any, corrective actions Durham took after those complaints. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart recently told reporters that Durham, a company based in Illinois, is a very large company with around 13,000 buses.
According to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's Motor Carrier Management Information System, Durham School Services was operating on a conditional safety rating since 2007, which means the FMCSA found some problems regarding that company, but the problems were resolved to the point that it was upgraded to a satisfactory rating in August of 2015. We'll be exploring what were the deficiencies and what was done about those deficiencies.
Lawmakers are already asking what they can do to prevent future crashes and keep kids safer on school buses. Tennessee House Majority Leader Glenn Cassata says lawmakers need to figure it out.
Something is amiss here. I can't explain it today. We've got to look at it and drill down deep, and then we've got to solve it. It's heartbreaking.
Governor Bill Haslam says he'll ask state education officials to review policies.
I think it's time for us to step back, all of us, local school boards, the state, and look at the whole school bus process, from how we hire drivers to how we ensure safety of the equipment to whether there's seatbelts on those buses.
In an email, State Representative Gerald McCormick told WUTC he wants legislation requiring all school buses to be equipped with seatbelts for the children. He plans to introduce that legislation in January with Representative Joanne Favors. He says the financial cost will pale in comparison to the potential to save lives. The National Transportation Safety Board recommends new school buses should have seatbelts. However, their investigators haven't determined whether seatbelts would have saved lives in the Woodmore crash. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.